This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Republican leaders are blasting the Justice Department today for putting Donald Trump on notice in its investigation into the 2020 election. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The American public is tired of this. They want to see equal justice, and the idea that they utilize this to go after those who politically disagree with them is wrong.
Meantime, a judge will decide logistics in Trump's classified documents case. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Miami.
What's at issue today? At issue is a 1980 law known as the Classified Information Procedures Act, which covers how a classified evidence can be used in trial, essentially balancing national security concerns on the one hand and the defendant's due process on the other hand. We could also get a sense on when this trial could actually start.
Tourists are sweating it out in brutal heat today. It's 110 in Vegas.
I'm in from Nashville, Tennessee, visiting Vegas, and it is hot as hell here. Woo, I tell you. So if you're coming, make sure you have your sunscreen, your sunglasses, and a little bit of vodka.
If you're inside, don't crank up the air too high.
Residents in California are being urged to take it easy on the air conditioning to avoid a potential blackout. Death Valley is registering temperatures above 110 degrees at night.
When you've got really hot temperatures that don't cool down at night, that can be really taxing on the electrical equipment.
That's CBS's Michael George reporting. Tropical storm Calvin's about to hit Hawaii. Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth wants people to prepare for flooding.
We know that in the past, a little bit of rain can cause flooding of our roads. We're opening up shelters and just want to make sure that if people get stuck, there's a place for them to go.
Kim Kardashian may have saved a life.
This New Year's, I got shot 4 times.
Angelina Wiley was hit by gunfire during a random attack in Kansas City, Missouri. Bullets ruptured her organs and shattered her hip, but in a TikTok video, she claims she survived because of her skin-tight bodysuit.
It was so tight on me that it literally kept me from bleeding out.
Doctors say it is possible her Skims helped apply pressure to her wounds or worked like a tourniquet, but she doesn't need any convincing.
Kardashian saved my life.
Chris Mavridi, CBS News.
Someone could become a billionaire this week. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
No one had last night's numbers for Powerball.
Starting out with 17.
Which means the new jackpot on Wednesday night is estimated to be $1 billion. But jackpots increase if ticket sales surge ahead of drawings, so it could go even higher.
And if you can't wait, tonight's Mega Millions is more than $600 million. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WCFW and the TAP 93.5 FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days began today in Baraboo. The three-day event runs through Thursday afternoon. The annual event, which is done in a different county each year, brings in tens of thousands of visitors. Governor Tony Evers was there this morning and talked about the need for public funding to help expand broadband internet access for all communities.
For broadband, we also have to have affordable broadband. That is the key. In order to do that, frankly, the federal government, state government will need to significantly subsidize putting it in the ground and bring it to people's homes. And we just expect that.
This year's event is being held at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club grounds west of Baraboo and is open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day. There's an admission charge, but kids 12 and under are free, and so is parking. Farm Tech Days moves to Chippewa County next year. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bach.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And before we do, have some good news. We have Brewer tickets. We have several more Brewer tickets to give away for Friday's game against the Atlanta Braves this Friday. Opening pitch, 7:10 p.m. Friday. And remember something, you know, you can listen to Brewer games live on Civic Media. Oshkosh Air support in the Fox Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. Of course, you can also listen on your computer. And also WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, home of my friend Todd Albo, great host here at the station, 107 FM, 1450 AM. So this Friday, 7:10 p.m. Atlanta Braves. These are the best seats in the house, I got to say. You see, you're right there. You think the pitch is going to hit you. Come right down the pipe. You'll see some great, great baseball. Lot to talk about. A lot of breaking news. A lot of history was just made this afternoon that people will talk about and write about for centuries. And you were right in the middle of it. We're going to lead with this. Donald Trump got a target letter from Jack Smith, special prosecutor. Target letter. Target letter came in on Sunday night. He has 4 days to say whether he wants to appear before the grand jury. Now, let me tell you something about that. The target letter tells the individual that either the target of the criminal investigation, in this case on the January 6th insurrection, and B, that they have a right to appear before the grand jury. There's something the prosecutor has overlooked. They can testify. Nobody in his right mind ever does that. If he is innocent, like they have the wrong guy, same name but a different guy, his lawyer calls the prosecutor and they take care of it. There's no way, but what it does mean is that Trump will not be indicted before Friday because he had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week to appear, and of course, he's not going to appear. But what it means is that the indictment is very soon. If I had to guess, I would say probably not Friday, although I don't know. I would say it's likely next week or the following week. In response, Jack Smith, or his response to Jack Smith's letter, Donald Trump lashed out, said that Jack Smith is deranged, that Jack Smith is a bad guy. you know, he's been doing this threatening Jack Smith ever since November when Jack Smith was appointed special prosecutor. The Department of Justice has had to spend $2 million so far on security for Jack Smith because of the threats by Donald Trump that ginned up a lot of his most fervent supporters. $2 million. Jack Smith has a lot of guts. He's had some of the toughest prosecutions for the Justice Department in his career. He's the right guy for this. And I got to tell you something. In the past, everybody had moaned and groaned on the show, calling in and going, well, why isn't Garland doing anything? Why isn't Jack Smith doing anything? Jack Smith has only been at this since November. He's only been at, 8 months? I mean, yes, Garland could have appointed him a year earlier. I agree. But it's getting done. And we'll go to the lines in a second to talk about this. But there was a companion event that happened just about an hour ago. So it's breaking here, in the Mar-a-Lago case, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, remember? The woman from Colombia, first generation, right-wing, authoritarian, Federalist Society on her knees before El Gordo, remember her? Trump had brought a, this is a pretrial conference. Trump had a status conference. Trump had brought a motion, which she heard argued, that his trial be delayed beyond, this is the Mar-a-Lago document trial, not the Jack Smith about to be indictment trial in Washington. But in Mar-a-Lago, Trump had brought a motion that the trial be put off till after the presidential election of 2024, because he said, I'm going to be the nominee, and it would just be plain wrong for me to even think about this and take up my valuable time. BS, BS, BS. She took it under advisement. That's not unusual. But you can tell how I think that she is going to come down in Trump's favor for the following reason. Apparently, the people who are at the hearing, obviously, I was not there hearing. It was down there in Florida, and it happened an hour ago. But the people that were there say that she seemed, quote, concerned, end quote. In other words, how can she help El Gordo? By how complex it would be. All these documents. What do you mean how complex it would be? He should be treated like anyone else. So I think that the genius, the magic of what Jack Smith did with this target letter. And remember, in a criminal prosecution, you have a target, you have a subject, and then you just have witnesses. So if you get a subpoena in front of a grand jury and you didn't do anything wrong, you shouldn't worry about it. You go and you testify. You can be a subject investigator. There can be several subjects. In other words, we're kind of looking at you. The target means bullseye. If you ever play darts, right in the bullseye. So Jack Smith has Trump, and this will be filed very likely in Washington, D.C., certainly not in Florida before the woman on her knees before El Gordo. And it's going to be an absolutely fascinating contrast to what she does, because she's going to slow roll it, trying to help Trump, because he's guilty of sin. I mean, if he were innocent, and are you kidding me? There was a search warrant and he was hiding this stuff. He'd want to be exonerated right away. He's guilty of sin. And you're going to have Jack Smith with a judge who is not on his or her knees before El Gordo in Washington, contrasting with what the kind of stuff they pulled down there. A lot going on. We're going to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Yeah. I was thinking about that delay myself, the Merrick Garland in the first year that they did not do much. You got to go back to Turtle. You know, he kept the power in the Senate 2 weeks after January 5th had swung the balance. So he kept the power of the Senate when it should have gone to the Democrats, when the impeachment trial occurred. And they delayed the appointment of Merrick Garland, which in normal years, they try to rush the big guys, you know, to be there the first day or something. 50 days, Merrick Garland was held up in an appointment. And meanwhile, you've got all the Trump appointees running the show. I mean, you haven't had a chance to reshuffle the deck because you haven't gotten your guy in there, Merrick Garland. So no wonder there was that awesome delay in getting to the case and getting to the Jack Smith and so forth.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for calling in. Let me tell you my impression. The way it works is that Joe Biden was sworn in January 20th, starting noon, January 20, 2021, starting noon, he's the president. That's why Trump commandeered Air Force One to fly himself to Florida that morning, because he was still president, believe it or not, even though he'd lost back in November. But he stopped being president at 12:01, and he knew that he couldn't use Air Force One. Now, Moscow Mitch did suck around and hang around. Remember, he rammed through Amy Comey Barrett and all that kind of stuff. What happens in the impeachment trial, you're right, they scheduled it for later, for after January 20, because, you know, there's a scheduling thing. And then, remember, in an impeachment, he was impeached in the House. He was impeached under Nancy Pelosi. But it takes 2/3, 67 senators to convict. And 7 or 8 senators who are Republicans did come over. So there are about 58 or 9 senators. I think one of them may have not cast a vote, but said he would, who voted to convict him. In other words, almost 60% of the Senate thought he was a crook. But it requires 2/3. And there were 7 more. You know, you're not going to get the Ron Johnson, who loves Putin and doesn't like the CIA and the FBI and those kinds of sorts. Not going to get them. And that's really what happened. So when it came around, there was a trial in the Senate, and all of the Democrats, and I think it was 8 maybe, Republicans went along, and not just Mitt Romney. On the first impeachment, he was the only one that voted to convict in the Senate. But here's my take on it, though, Bob. Okay, so then Merrick Garland is put up. Joe Biden couldn't nominate him till he was president, right? I mean, you know, he couldn't nominate. He was president at 12:01 p.m. on January 20, 2021. So Joe Biden nominates Merrick Garland. It wasn't like that afternoon. And then a confirmation hearing has to be scheduled. And people can weigh in. Now, Moscow Mitch had waived the filibuster rule when he ran the Senate a few years ago for Supreme Court justices and cabinet appointments, because he knew that the Democrats would filibuster anything Trump did. Well, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. So therefore, it was waived for Merrick Garland, but they could hold it up, and they did, and it wasn't immediate. But let's say Merrick Garland was confirmed, that spring. Well, we're going to get back after the break. A lot more to talk about this. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about
$7,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, mostly sunny and a high in the low 80s. Chance of rain late tonight, low upper 50s, and a few lingering showers tomorrow morning, then clearing, high 85. Back into sunshine as we look towards Thursday, a high around 80 degrees, and into the low 80s Friday, more sunshine. Right now it's 80.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Want to finish up what we're talking about with Bob of Madison. Yes, Merrick Garland couldn't be nominated until after Joe Biden became president at 12:01 p.m. on January 20, 2021. And he was finally confirmed and took office that spring, right? However, he waited about 18 months before he designated Jack Smith to be the special prosecutor. I personally think that he was very hesitant to do it, that the specter of the prosecution of the guy the incumbent president had beaten in the last election is not an attractive thing. That kind of thing usually happens for crooked reasons in Africa, Asia, South America, that kind of thing. Doesn't happen here for crooked reasons, but it has also happened in democracies who are our allies. It's happened in France. It's happened in Israel. And the fact is that a functioning democracy, if you have a president, prime minister, whatever it is, head of government, who has broken the law, they should be prosecuted. Now, before I go on to the next topic, I do not want anyone to think that the Democrats, me in particular, anybody else, is exulting over this. This is not a good thing. It'd be far better if the Republicans had a president like Mitt Romney. He got beaten. He's running again. Okay. You can talk issues, but this guy is a clear and present danger to our democracy, and that's why he's got to be prosecuted. And I'll tell you what, there's some extra information on that. John Kelly, 4-star Marine general and the former chief of staff to Trump, warned the other day that, quote, if Trump gets back in the White House, government will be thrown into chaos, because he plans to expand presidential powers to an unbelievable degree. Let me give you some examples. And there's an article in the New York Times that outlines some of them, but Kelly, 4-star Marine general, Trump's chief of staff, this is important what he said. First of all, Trump is planning, if he gets in the White House, to ignore Congress. If Congress appropriates money and he doesn't like it, he won't permit it to be spent. Now, there's a question whether legally he can do that. I don't think he can. But if it means, for instance, like hard infrastructure, he said, no, we're not going to have any bridges in any state that didn't vote for me. He would fire agency heads, all of them, and put in loyalists. John Kelly described it as a, quote, nonstop gunfight with Congress and the courts. Well, here is how it was outlined. Here is how it was outlined. The New York Times article is important how he did it. First of all, they are going to, if he gets in, they are going to centralize more power in the White House. One, two, increase presidential power over the whole government. No independence from any political agency. Three, get rid of the nonpartisan civil service. Control all appointments. Four, purge everybody from the State Department, the Department of Justice, and the Defense Department who is not a Trump loyalist. I've already talked about impounding funds. One of his main running dogs, Russell Vought, you may remember he was the head of Office of Management and Budget, OMB. He's a Trump fanatic, said, quote, he said this, it was quoted in the Times, we're trying to identify pockets of independence and seize them. Now, you know, you can't be more direct than that. We're trying to ID pockets of independence and seize them. This will be a president who can't be checked by Congress or the courts. And the icing on the cake, there's a thing called Project 2025. And now we'll go to the lines. 2025 is comprised of 65 right-wing organizations funded by billionaires with lists of personnel and policies for Trump to hire and to put into effect. I've talked about fascism creeping on little cat's feet. This isn't little cat's feet. If this guy gets back in the White House, he will take over. He has six tarantulas on the Supreme Court to back him up. He will take over the government directly and snuff out pockets of independence. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, your first Western Mind at Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. In other words, Russia. But know this, if Trump goes down, which I don't know if he's going to go down for all this, we have a GOP delegation, or whatever you want to call it, that were on board with the insurrection, with everything Trump has done, and they know things, along with a sitting U.S. senator. He was on board with this. They're all in up to their neck, boss, all these guys, Supreme Court justice from the state and everything else. And if Trump goes down for this, he's going to roll on every one of these people if they get to the bottom of the truth, or if they get to the truth. He's going to roll on everybody because he knows a lot. And I think that's why one of the reasons they have to follow this guy come hell or high water, because he'll take it all down, Matt, all of it. So that's my comments today. Thanks.
Yeah, he would squeal on anybody. We're going to go back to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, the little time before the break. Jean, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much. Great show. I was just watching something that really gives me a lot of hope. Just before you came on the air, so I had to listen to the end of it. But the Congressional Democrats announced the reintroduction of the Freedom to Vote Act, and they're all working on it very, very hard because of all of the restrictions that's been put on voting in all of the different states. And so people might want to look it up. It's really intriguing. Call and support them. Say we need to have this done immediately to protect us. Because, you know, Trump never would have gotten as far as he did had the Republicans aided and abetted, let him do whatever he wanted,
right,
even when he
yeah.
had crooked people in his cabinet. So, you know, they're all involved in it, either passively.
Gene, I got to go to a break. I'm going to get back to your comments right after the break. Thanks again for your terrific call. Everybody else stay on the line. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump is now the target of a Justice Department investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Former president put the news out himself, accusing the target letter and the special counsel of being a Biden administration overreach, a political targeting of Donald Trump.
The letter invites Trump to appear before a grand jury Thursday. An American soldier is being held in North Korea now after he snuck across the border to avoid disciplinary action. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
We're closely monitoring and investigating the situation and working to notify the soldiers next of kin and engaging to address this incident.
Extreme heat still affecting millions nationwide.
I just got physically sick. I threw up and just passing out, just so lightheaded.
Yvonne Hossman's in Vegas. Nevada is one of at least 14 states today with high heat warnings. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap 93.5 FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days began today in Baraboo. The three-day event runs through Thursday afternoon. The annual event, which is done in a different county each year, brings in tens of thousands of visitors. Governor Tony Evers was there this morning and talked about the need for public funding to help expand broadband internet access for all communities.
For broadband, we also have to have affordable broadband. That is a key. And in order to do that, frankly, the federal government, state government will need to significantly subsidize putting it in the ground and bring it to people's homes. And we just expect that.
This year's event is being held at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club grounds west of Baraboo and is open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day. There's an admission charge, but kids 12 and under are free, and so is parking. Farm Tech Days moves to Chippewa County next year. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
Instead of 844-96-PARTY, what is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. And it was good to hear from Gene of Eau Claire. It always has a great call in this particular case, cautioning us to be alert to what's happening in the House. Some good news, and it may very well be that they are going to press very hard right now. Some of the legislation, voting rights legislation she described, we have a minority, but there are at least 5 or 6 Republicans who are very vulnerable, especially in New York and California, and it'll put them on the spot. And if they're smart and want to get reelected, they had better go along with getting rid of this fascist bent of the right wing of the Republican Party and with making sure that our voting continues to be fair, open, and isn't being contrived the way the Republicans want it. We're going back to the lines. Northwoods Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's for my today?
Well, that message that he's got about hiring and firing a State Department, et cetera, you know, yeah, that goes into the drain, the swamp, that all his roofs will swallow. They will swallow that message. This is what he's got to do. He's got to have all his control to drain the swamp. So that's my take on it, Matt.
Yeah, that's good, right? You know, Terry's that's making a good point. What Trump will do is he'll go, well, first of all, the worst snakes in the swamp are himself and his supporters. But yeah, he'll go around and say, I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to find some alligators and pythons and pull them out. What he's going to be doing is pulling out all the career civil servants, all the people who are loyal to the United States, and put in people who will, for instance, pull us out of Ukraine and let the Russians rape and kill everybody in that country, do whatever the Saudi Arabians want, take over Gulf. He's the one pushing that to clean their image from jihad. They routinely come in and murder Americans. Nobody in the Republican Party cares. He's on the take from the Russians. He's on the take from the Saudi Arabians. And he will put in people who will go along with him. You're absolutely right. And it's wrong, quite frankly, what he's if he can't be permitted to get back in. I mean, John Kelly, four-star Marine general, honest as the day is long, said it'll be a gunfight, four-year gunfight with Congress and the courts. We just simply can't have that. I want to go to another issue, and this is one I think it's important to make sure that our own party, which is or my own party, the Democratic Party, is clean. And that is the question of anti-Semitism in our party and in the Republican Party. In the Republican Party, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a good example. It's there. You know it's there, and it's toxic. However, in our party, in the so-called Progressive Caucus, there was a function. It was a conference called Netroots Nation in Chicago on Saturday. And there were protesters who were protesting a Jewish congresswoman who was on the panel. And Representative Pramila Jayapal, who's the chair of the Progressive Caucus, tried to placate them. And she said that we are fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state. That's what she said. There was an uproar, and she tried to walk it back, but she didn't walk it back. She still accused Israel, the leadership, of racism. Let me tell you something. We're not putting up with that in the Democratic Party. We're not. That is racism itself. We are not putting up with anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. Israel is our ally. We are the country that stood with Israel in 1948 when the modern state was formed. Israel has had successive governments that have done everything in their power to try to live peacefully in that area. There are about 1.5 million Muslims in the world. Many of them are very fine people. But in general, and a lot of the leadership in some of these, Iran's in particular, are dedicated to destroying Israel. We're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let that happen. I didn't hear Pramila Jayapal say that Iran is a racist state, which it is. You know, you have Ilhan Omar, who also has shot her mouth off with anti-Semitic statements on a number of occasions. And yet when the House, bipartisan, about 300 and I forget how many votes, voted to condemn Turkey for its attacks on the Kurds, there are 60 some odd votes that oppose that resolution. All but one was a right-wing Republican, but the one Democrat was Ilhan Omar. The fact is that Pramila Jayapal was born in India, Muslim parents, and then lived in Indonesia, came to this country, and I have never heard anything out of Pramila Jayapal or Ilhan Omar about the United States that's good. The United States is racist, they say. It's a bad country and all this. They just happen to like living here because they'd be killed where they came from. I'm tired of it. And I have got a message for the Progressive Caucus. First of all, there shouldn't be a Progressive Caucus. We're a Democratic Party. There should be one political caucus in the Democratic Party. That's the Democratic Caucus. But if you're going to have a Progressive Caucus, stop trying to primary other Democrats, which you're doing, and get rid of the anti-Semites. That's a very, very blunt message. Very, very blunt message. And a lot of these clowns who are anti-Semitic in the Progressive Caucus are going to boycott a speech to Congress by President Isaac Herzog tomorrow. He's the head of state, not the head of government. You got to understand something. In the United States, we have the president who's head of state and government. We have no king. So if we had a king, it'd be him, and also the prime minister, him. That's it. In merry old England, they divide it. The head of state is this guy, Rishi Sunak, prime minister, and the head of government. And the head of state, of course, is King Charles III. Well, Israel has something similar. They have Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, and you may not like him. You may disagree with some of his policies. That's fine. But the head of state is a guy named Isaac Herzog. He's a very gentle, good guy. And these clowns are going to boycott him. So I've got a message. I want the anti-Semitism cleaned out of the Republican Party, starting with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I can't believe that there isn't somebody in Georgia with something on the ball who can't run against her in a primary if she has a gerrymandered district. But I also want to get it out of the Democratic Party. And it's rearing its ugly head in the Progressive Caucus. Not everybody in the Progressive Caucus is that way. I understand that. I know there's some very fine people, but some of them are. And my message is get the hell out of Congress and certainly get the hell out of the Democratic Party. We're going to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, from Madison. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Todd or Billy.
Well, hey, Matt, and I'm not sure if I have anything to add after hearing what you've just said after I dialed the phone, but, you know, I think I just wanted to point out that, Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't seem like anybody worth supporting to me or any American, it seems to me. And also, you know, though I don't know that I would want to make a blanket statement about America being a racist country, it's also pretty hard to argue with. I mean, in terms of how our country was founded, its history, what happens in our country currently. So I'm not sure that I really agree that you're able to, you know, cast these aspersions against the Progressive Caucus or certain members of the Progressive Caucus. I'm not convinced, Matt.
Okay, Todd or Billy, but let me just say a couple of things. The United States is the best, the freest country that ever lived. Our Constitution and our values are free. They're generous, and everybody wants to come here. All these clowns come here from countries like Somalia or India or Indonesia. They immediately jump on and say, we're bad. I'm tired of it. We're good. Where they came from is bad. Their cultures, that's why they came here. I've never heard Pramila Jayapal or Ilhan Omar criticize Iran. They murder people. You know, these girls that they take in the street because they're not wearing the hijab, they rape them and beat them to death. They're Kurdish girls. It's racial. Do you understand that, Pramila Jayapal and Ilhan Omar? It is racial. The Turks genocided the Armenians 100 years ago. They killed 2 million of them. The Armenians were Christians. Do I ever hear you saying that? No. Ilhan Omar votes for the Turks. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people coming from foreign countries to this country and trashing the United States, period, end of story. Obviously, Western civilization, go back to the founding of our government, there was slavery. There were terrible things. That's exactly right. Well, there's still slavery in a lot of these other countries that are coming and shooting their mouths off. They don't belong in Congress. I'm talking now as Matt Flynn directed. I'm talking as a former two-term chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and we are going to keep the Democratic Party allied with Israel, and a lot of right-thinking people in the Republican Party are doing the same, and we're going to stand up to people that attack us, and that's the size of it. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Andrew of Detroit?
Hey, Matt, I agree with you 99% of the time, but your last statement, oh, I can't be more against. With the Progressive Caucus Democrats, I do believe most of what they're saying is not anti-Semitic. It's anti-state of Israel. And I am with them on that. I am against most of what goes on in the government of Israel. Not the Jewish people. I have no problem with the Jewish people and most of the countries around the world. I don't have a problem with their people. I don't have a problem with the Russian people. It's the Russian government I have a problem with. You know, all of these terrible, awful countries. It's not the people. It's the government. And I believe that's what the Progressive Caucus is talking about. Not the people, but their leadership. Thanks, Matt.
Andrew, let me be very, very blunt. The Progressive Caucus never criticizes Saudi Arabia, ever. Even for murdering our sailors in Florida, even for 9/11, they never do it. If you ask Ilhan Omar, give her a call at her office, who was behind 9/11, they won't answer. They never criticize Iran. They never criticize jihad. They never criticize the murder of Christians throughout Africa or in Asia. They never do that. They are not against sectarian murder. They are not against racism. They are against the United States. And I got to be damn blunt about that. And the fact of the matter is that everybody, somehow this mindset has cropped up that the United States is what, bad? Has it ever occurred to you why everybody's trying to get into the United States? If we're so bad. Go to India. Go back to Somalia. You were trying to get into the United States because you're free. That's why. That's why you're trying to get into the United States. We are united as a party in stopping fascism. We are united as a party in stopping Trump. We are united as a party in making sure that this fascism does not creep on little cats' feet. We don't like the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. But we don't also do not like people coming into this country from other countries who are anti-Semitic and poisoning our Congress. I don't like that. I don't like it on Republican side with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I do not like it with Pramila Jayapal and with Ilhan Omar on the other side. There are plenty of other issues. There are economic issues we can agree or disagree with. But I want to lay down a marker from a former chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We are not putting up with anti-Semitism, racism of any sort, any sectarian bigotry, any other baloney in the Democratic Party. We used to have strong leaders in the Democratic Party. We used to have people who laid it down. You know, that's just the way it was. Now, what do we have? What do we have? We freelance. Every nut can come into the party and shoot his mouth off and say they're Democrats. No, we are going to decide who is Democrats. And that is my take on the subject. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, ThriveFund has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thriveinvest.com/disclosure.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, mostly sunny and a high in the low 80s. Chance of rain late tonight, low upper 50s, and a few lingering showers tomorrow morning, then clearing, high 85. Back into sunshine as we look towards Thursday, a high around 80 degrees, and into the low 80s Friday, more sunshine. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Don't let me down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me tell you what's going on in the House of Representatives with the Republicans. I mentioned a little while ago that Jack Smith, doing a great job as special prosecutor, Trump has ginned up death threats against him. The Justice Department, as I said, spent about $2 million already in 8 months, $2 million on security for Jack Smith and I assume his family. 24-hour. It used to be that you had to do that with federal judges and prosecutors who were prosecuting the mafia. Or prosecuting ISIS or something like that. Now it's anybody that is prosecuting anybody in the Republican Party. You've heard of Joyce Vance. Those of you who watch MSNBC and I think on a couple of other stations, she's a former federal prosecutor. She's an analyst on MSNBC from Alabama. She's very, very good. Very, very good. Very fair, kind of very restrained. She now receives death threats because Trump doesn't like what she says on the air about his prosecution. Now, I want to raise an issue. We've raised it a little bit before about violent speech and when it can be prosecuted and the relationship to the First Amendment. One of the emails that she got, a threat, it went like this, quote, "And can I legally tell you to F off," they use the full word, "and die, comma, B word, rhymes with Mitch." Now, is that prosecutable? So far, the Supreme Court has said if they call up and they say, "I am going to kill you," that's prosecutable. If they say, "I hope you die," that's not prosecutable, according to the Supreme Court. Or if they say, "I hope someone kills you," that's a gray area. If they say, "I don't approve of it, but I can see why someone would kill you," that's not prosecutable. Now, I have a slightly different idea. I'm a First Amendment, almost an absolutist. And I agree with not prosecuting people for words normally. But when you have a pervasive field of hate coming in because Donald Trump and a few of his running dogs are ginning up death threats, at some point, I mean, they can trace these things. They can trace who's saying this stuff. At some point, I think what you can prosecute is a conspiracy. If you conspire to gin up a hate universe, to interfere with public employees' performances, then you've got to protect them. So far, we protected them by spending $2 million on Jack Smith. Joyce Vance needs security so far. But I think it's time that we did a little more than that. And I'll tell you something else. We'll go to the lines in a second. I see you. Now, the McCarthy is stepping on the gas. House Republicans are about to debate whether to impeach Merrick Garland. And several congressmen are saying they want to defund the special prosecutor. There is a rule that the House passed some time ago where they can single out a defunding. It requires a majority. It's not clear whether the Senate has to go along. Of course, it would not go along. But they're doubling down. They're doubling down on protecting Trump. But remember one final thing before we go to the lines. 119 of the Republicans in the House right now voted to overturn the 2020 election. They voted not to certify Joe Biden. 119 of them. There were 148 of them who actually did it, but some of them are no longer in the House. Almost all of the leadership voted to overturn the 2020 election. And now they're talking, they were about to file articles of impeachment on Biden. And remember that Lauren Boebert actually filed a resolution that would have required a vote, and McCarthy jawboned her down. These people in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives are unrepentant. They are anti-democracy. They want to overturn the 2020 election, in this case, by reelecting Trump, so that what he can do is go through the government and snuff out all pockets of independence, end quote. We'll go to the lines. David of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, David.
Oh, hi, Matt. Love your show. Been listening to it for quite a while. Yeah, I really appreciate you calling out anti-Semitism on behalf of, Ilhan Omar and some of the other people in the squad, but especially her, because, you know, she made several comments that could be construed as anti-Semitic. One definitely was, and that was saying that anyone who supports Israel really has a dual loyalty, and that was clearly anti-Semitic. It has thousands of years of history. Israel's a progressive state. It's got national health care. I could go on. It's a vibrant democracy. You can see because of the protests there that are protesting any changes to it. And so I just want to say I really appreciate you calling anti-Semitism out. Very grateful.
Appreciate it, David. And I agree with you 100% what you just said. Let me tell you something. I forget the percentage. I think it's something like 20% of Israel are, in fact, Arabs. I mean, they're not Jewish, and they love being in Israel. If they were in any other country over there, they would do their best to get into the United States. So give me a break, number one. Number two, Israel is a liberal democracy. It's a democracy. It's very similar to our values and our political system. It's actually, in the formation of the government, similar to the English system, because they have a head of state and a head of government separate. We have the same, but we're kind of unusual. The fact of the matter is they're a strong ally. We have other allies over there. Jordan's a very, very good ally, very, very fine ally. And we are increasingly under the Abraham Accords. I don't tout virtually anything that Trump did, but I will say the Abraham Accords were a very, very substantial accomplishment. And I personally think, and I think Joe Biden agrees, that we've got to press other Muslim governments more than we have on joining the Abraham Accords. What are the Abraham Accords? The reason Abraham is looked up to in the three monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And so everybody likes Abraham. I like Abraham. You like Abraham. I like Abraham Lincoln, for that matter. But the fact of the matter is that they named them the Abraham Accords, which just said, recognize the government of Israel. They'll recognize you. Israel would like it. We would like it. Bahrain has done it. The United Arab Emirates has done it. I believe that Sudan has done it. Morocco has done it. And so let's have it spread. Trade with one another, for God's sake. Exchange artists. Exchange ideas. Humanize everybody instead of this having to be so damn confrontational. It's not Israel's fault. Believe me, it's not Israel's fault. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
as goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.